I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Hi, boys. How are you all?
We're going well, Margaret. We're going very, very
That's
well.
That's good.
How's your
That's
week been?
That's great. Very good. Not too bad at all. Yes, I'm feeling much better. Really, really back to me, getting back to my old self, I reckon. There you go.
Excellent. We, Margaret, we've got a new captain of Australia.
Oh, we have. Well, he's a timid sort of captain, isn't it? He's not very outcoming sort of fella. But he'll make a good captain, I think. And I was very pleased to see Steve get another chance to put his hand up for vice president.
Vice president.
Captain, I think that's good. I really elevated him, didn't I, the president? Perhaps he could do a good job there too, maybe. Cricket Australia, he could be president.
Who would you like to see keeper?
Who will be the keeper, do you think?
Keeper? I think it's Carey.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think Carey. I don't know much about Inglis as a keeper, but Carey, I've seen him a bit, and I think he's the next budding wicket keeper. I would have liked to see Wade get back into Matty Wade, really, but I know he's not in Queensland. He can't, but you know what? He would have given
done a good job.
Done
a good job before.
He done a damn good job, yeah.
I think.
At the test. Yeah. Oh, I think I would have liked to see him there. But Carey, I think he'll do a good job.
Well, he's been the next man in for a long time. I think it'd be,
yeah,
it'd
he
be
has,
pretty,
he has.
Pretty
he's
stiff been, to not put him in, you know, for the, when
waiting,
the chance comes.
So
yeah.
It's his turn.
What do you think about Tim standing himself down, and what do you think about the criticism Cricket Australia have had, Margaret?
Well, it's been a very sad affair, I thought. When it first announced, I was sort of, oh, another cricketer making a silly mistake. But as time's gone by, I've listened to the story, and I feel very sad about it all to happen to Tim, because he's been a jolly good step in, and he's held the team together admirably, really. And I only feel for he and Bonnie. She's a beautiful person. They took it on board together and worked it out and got on with their life, and now it's all been raked up again. It's a very sad affair, and I only can wish them all the best. And Tim, get well, get well. We miss you and love you.
Very good. Very well said. Very well said.
Now, yep. Switching gears a little bit, Margaret, did I hear a whisper that you've been watching the Rodeo during the week?
The Rodeo.
The radio. If Kathleen's listening, I bet she is. When I was a girl of about 22, I went to stay with her in Cloncurry, her and her hubby. They'd not long been married and just got a little baby girl, and I wanted to see her, Paula. And we went all, I took my mother all the way to Cloncurry by train. By train. It took 4 days. Went on the Spirit of Progress, then we went on the Sunland Inlander, and then we changed at Townsville, I think, or somewhere like that, and got on the Inlander and went out to Cloncurry.
Wow.
And that's an outback place if ever there was those days. Mm. Oh, all goats and roam the streets everywhere. Goats in galore. You had to pull one out to get another one in. Everywhere. And Kathleen took me down to the rodeo show in Cloncurry, and it was a hoot, I can tell you. I'm scared stiff. Those Brahma bulls are as big as a house. And when I turned the television on the other day, I thought, my God, here's a rodeo show in Townsville. Kathleen, what do you think of that? It was in Townsville. I watched the whole thing, really. God, they're brave people. They sit on and they're off.
Yeah, once they get off.
They're out the gate and they're off.
Away they
I
go.
I think they get paid for the second or something that they're on. How long you stay on is what you get paid for.
Yeah, I think
that's how it goes.
Yeah, something like you've got to be on for 5 seconds or something. I'm not 100% sure.
Something like that, yes. Right, gee, some of them were on for five seconds, and I was counting them. I'm saying, one, two. Oh, God, Ruthie's on his backside before he before you could say Jack Robinson.
That used to happen around here, Margaret. We used to pay picks per story he told, but we realised that wasn't a good strategy in the end because it was going to be very expensive and we had to wheel that strategy back a bit over time.
Yes, 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 Craig. You're very funny,
yes, 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 yes.
There's some wonderful rodeo in Yellowstone picks. Have you watching Yellowstone?
I haven't. I've told you week after week. I haven't watched Yellowstone.
Just the horse.
I'm not a cowboy man.
It's absolutely magnificent. What was your favourite? Remember a cowboy movie? Were you a cowboy fan back in the day?
Gene Autry.
Well, I was
I'm
a Calamity Jane fan.
He and his wife, they used to come in on their lovely white horses and they'd sing, you know. That was a good show. Gene Autry.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, Margaret, did you see that Levi Casbolt got picked up by the Suns?
He got picked up. Please for Levi to get picked up. Please for him to get picked up for season.
What can he add?
I hope
them?
He does well for the Suns.
What do you reckon he can add? Can you add a bit of backup? Sorry, Margaret, would he a backup and help him with a bit of strength in the forward line? Maybe a bit of backup.
I think he could. He's a good mark, and he could help them. And I hope he does. I hope he does well. I'd like to see him do well. And we picked up little Motlop.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope he sits at the back of Harry Mackay and gets the pickings and does a bit of bets and sneaks them through.
Happy for Levi and happy for Jared Pollock, but if it's not time to take stock in this rookie draft,
it lasted 8 minutes yesterday, Hutch. It was embarrassing.
It's designed to give people opportunity to get in the system, not those at the back end of their careers who can be paid differently.
It's not the club's fault.
Oh my goodness!
It's not the club's fault. I'm telling you, the whole thing needs to be sorted out.
I couldn't believe I heard the name of the big mummy.
Nominated.
Sat on up again.
Yeah, he's nominated, but he hasn't been picked up yet, Margaret. I think he'll be an insurance policy for the Giants in case they get an injury in the rack department.
I'm hoping to see the back of him. God.
Not a fan?
God. Oh, it's like a house in the middle of the thing. He goes through them like, I don't know why, like a pack of salts, I can tell you.
Hey, Margaret, we've got a message here that it's 8 seconds that you've got to be on the bull. Bull riding, 8 seconds.
8 seconds.
Yeah.
There you go. It's not long, is it?
All right. That's right.
Are there any rodeos? Where's the nearest rodeo to Melbourne? Picks we should take Margaret to a rodeo before the end of the year. Would you go to a rodeo? We could find you one, Margaret.
I'd go to North Queensland.
Stand on the board around the. They used to stand. We used to stand on the fence around the rodeo. My God, you moved when you seen it come. I got a feeling that time when Cloncurry, the bull went over the fence. I got a feeling he did. He got out. We all ran and stood on the back of a truck. I think something like that. A long time ago. I was only 22.
Give us a call if you know of a rodeo in Victoria.
There would be Country Victoria.
Yeah, or regional Victoria especially. We go right through the state. Is there a rodeo on out there that we could take Margaret to?
The boys will Google it up and have a bit of a look to see where the rodeo is.
Jordan's still waiting for his breakfast. He's
Jordan's.
You might put your hand up.
Yeah,
you might put your hand up for a second.
I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't be doing it. I'm not that silly.
God, neither would I.
No.
Neither would I.
We've had a bit of a problem today because Zipper. He had a sleep in. We've got gorgeous, what do you call him, Handsome Ben back on at the back.
I know. I've had a good talk to him.
Of course you did. Look at him.
What advice would you give Ben on how to handle Zipper's sleep in this morning?
Yeah, something's got to be said.
Oh, Zipper's sleep in. That's a bit rough. He must have had a bad night, did he?
We
haven't got to the bottom of it yet.
We can't quite get
to the bottom of it. Oh, we'll have to get to the bottom of that and see what's doing. We'll give him a few clues on how to set the alarm clock to wake up on time.
We've got a call here. We might take while you're here with us, Margaret.
And it's a good caller too, because this is exactly where it'll be.
Anthony's in Denny. G'day, Anthony.
How are you going today, guys? Hello, Margaret. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Anthony. How are you?
Oh, if I was any fitter, I'd be dangerous.
Well, move on.
I just thought I'd give you the heads up. The Ute Muster usually has a rodeo up here in Denny, end of September, usually on Grand Final Day.
Really?
You can come and have a look at all the Utes.
There we go.
You can have a look at the rodeo.
I have to get up in the back of one of those Utes in case the bull gets out.
If you bring your blue singlet, you can join the world record blue singlet competition.
Well, there you go. I'm in anything. I can do anything. Anything goes.
There we go. Good on you, Anthony.
No worries, guys.
Thanks, Anthony.
Word reaching us two
Thank
picks.
You,
see you. There's a rodeo next.
See you, love.
Next weekend in next, Warrnambool.
One in Warrnambool. Gary Lyons message through. Kai Abram does a magnificent rodeo.
There you go.
There we go. Warrnambool.
Well, there you go. That'd be good up there near Gary on the farm. That'd be lovely.
There used to be have a rodeo in, when the stall gift was on. I've never seen that.
And there's one in, how do you say that word, Pix? Merrijig?
That's what I think you got it right
Where
for
Where is Merrijig?
Don't know. But there's a rodeo there on the 12th of March.
We've had a lot of feedback on the Merrijig rodeo.
There you go. There's a lot around. I didn't think there were so many.
Right, we might get that on the radar for you, mate.
Have a look on the 4th of December, Hutch. Have a look how Warrnambool's spelt.
Yep.
Come on. God.
They get carried away, don't they?
Oh, dear.
And then
Omeo has a muster.
Yep. The Whittlesea Rodeo. There you go.
There's
lots on. Right, we better let you go. We've been talking rodeos.
Gym wagon.
1-300-23-55-48 if you want to join the conversation. Before you go, a little song for us.
Oh, well, wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go, on my way. Bye for now.
See you, Margaret.
Bye, Margaret. The song's got to go 8 seconds to get paid, though, Margaret. That's how it's going to work ongoing.
Of course it is.
There you go. Beautiful storytelling from one of our absolute true treasures. More off the bench after this. We're for Tyre Power. Get a $100 digital Visa card on Vitora Tyres picks.
Mm.
How good's that? And Macca's 30 days, 30 deals. You better believe it. This is Off the Bench.